You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
Hi everyone, Regina here with Starter PPC. Today I'm going to show you a quick pro tip for looking up the seasonality in your business. How does the market fluctuate bigger and smaller for each month? And that way you can do some planning ahead, right? So if the on season is coming up, you might plan to do slightly more aggressive budget increases so that you can capitalize on that season and scale, get more sales in, get more revenue in, get more profit, hopefully, so that when the off season comes, you're more prepared, right? You have that extra profit, you can carry yourself through, and you have a much bigger, healthier, stronger algorithm, and essentially a bigger business so that when the next on season comes, you're taking another step into an even bigger space. When the on season comes, you will want to prepare in the opposite direction, right? So you're going to have a tough decision to make when the off season comes to decide, do I want to reduce my spend so that I'm not hemorrhaging money, operating in the negative, basically reduce the spend to keep that ROAS and MER up, or keep the cost per lead down, depending on if you're e-com or lead gen? Or do you want to, in the off season, keep your budget the same and just hunker down and wait it out and use some of that profit that you gained in the on season, if you were prepared for that and you capitalized on that, to carry yourself through and cover any losses during the off season? This can be a great way to grow a company over time, because if you are reducing your budget every time the off season comes, you're taking one step forward, one step back, one step forward, one step back, and year over year, you never get a bigger business, right? And you know that it's possible to become a bigger business because your competitors did it. So pushing for growth by not reducing budget in the off season will help you create a bigger, stronger, healthier algorithm that can then scale even more when the on season comes, because you don't have to backtrack back to where you were before and then some. You can just start from where you're at. I'm going to show you guys a trick that we use here at Starter PPC when we get a client. We're not the industry experts. So we don't know when does the off season come, when does the on season come. And so we always try to do this research before we go live so that we can help guide the client as far as budget goes. And it also helps to guide our internal decision making. Like, we're not going to do a big test on an off season month, because we know that the business is hurting and we want to just hunker down and just oversee, maybe make some small tweaks here or there and not necessarily test new things, which could go 50-50, better or worse. I'm going to show you guys what we do to help plan ahead. What we do is we go to the tools and settings and we go to keyword planner tool. And here you're going to get two options. One says discover new keywords and one says get search volume and forecasts. I always choose discover new keywords. Even though I'm not in a keyword discovery mode, I'm still going to use this feature. And then here's the fun part. Click on the tab called Start with a Website and just punch in your entire website. Use the entire site, get results. Hi there. Quick interruption. Do you know the main thing that prevents small business owners from getting their Google Ads account into a position to grow and scale? Budget. A lot of businesses, especially those that are just starting out, have limited budgets. And so because of this, they're turned away by most ad agencies, because most ad agencies have minimum budget thresholds that they're willing to work with. So what happens is the business owners end up learning Google Ads themselves. And the problem with that is that most of the advice online is geared towards larger accounts. And the advice doesn't have any of those strategies or tricks that can kickstart the algorithm into giving a small account a leg up over larger competitors. So it often just doesn't work and the business just ends up losing money month over month. If this sounds familiar, Starter PPC can help. We offer Google Ads management services that are designed for accounts that have between $1,000 and $5,000 budgets. And because all of our clients are just starting out, we've come up with ways to keep our management fees significantly lower than most agencies. Because we know that every dollar saved on management fees just goes towards the ad budget, which is going to help the algorithm gather speed and power. So if you're serious about growing your business and you'd like a team of Google Ads experts to help you without breaking the bank, check us out at starterppc.com. Okay, back to the video.
It shows you the past 12 months, basically, is what the keyword planner tool is going to. So you can change these months. Oftentimes, you're not able to select this month or even the most recent month until time happens. So I'm just going to choose the most recent 12 months that it's going to let me choose. And this gives me a full picture of 1 year. And what's cool is when you hover over each month, you can see the seasonality. In this example, I'm looking up a business that sells landscaping supplies. This is one of our clients. And right now it's December 8th. December is actually the worst month of the year for this business. Actually, December, the market size went down by 37%, you guys, a whopping 37% from November of 2022. So if we anticipate that the same thing is going to happen this year that happened last year, we're in a really bad place, right? So we're going to approach the client and say, hey, just so you know, everything's going to look terrible for a month. You have to decide if you want to push through or if you want to backtrack and take a step back with the business and focus on cash flow, right? So we always are trying to encourage our clients to grow, but we understand, especially with small business, there's a limitation to that, right? Some businesses are operating month to month and you have to have every month bring in at least break even or more. You cannot operate in the negative for a month. Looks like the best month is April, May. May is slightly better than April. Saw a huge increase of 43% from March. So this is really when landscaping is happening. Makes sense, right? Everything is growing. We're going to go to a different account. I'm going to click on discover new keywords. I'm going to click start with a website. And we're just going to punch in the website, use the entire website and click get results. This business sells jewelry for babies. Actually, it's like custom jewelry with baby names on it, baby birth dates, baby thumbprints, things like that. I was really not expecting seasonality here. I guess it's really a gift focused product. So it does make sense that November and December are the high seasons. If I wanted to see how much November increased from October, all I would have to do is go back to the time range and go back one extra month to see October of 2022 last year. And then I can see the increase in November. Wow, 63%. So I think everybody's buying on like Black Friday and then for Christmas, and then things are just dying down and staying stagnant. Interesting that there's an increase slightly in July, but who knows, anything could have affected this. And this is just showing you the total amount of searchers for keywords related to this website every month. I hope this is useful to you so that you guys can do some planning. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Kostom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan, a bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. sol8.com.